The UK Prime Minister says he's ready to deploy troops to Ukraine if Moscow agrees to a deal requiring European peacekeepers. The announcement, coming ahead of an emergency meeting with European leaders in Paris, Monday after being cut out of negotiations, President Trump's Ukraine envoy said Saturday Europe would not be invited to peace talks between the US and Russia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. This after Trump called Russian President Vladimir Putin last week, declaring an immediate start to negotiations. Trump criticized the European Union for not doing enough to support Ukraine, repeatedly urging the EU to increase its financial and military contributions to Ukraine's defense. You know, in an op-ed for The Telegraph, Sunday, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said sending peacekeeping troops to Ukraine risked putting them in harm's way, but that the crisis was an existential question for Europe and a once-in-a-generation moment. He also said, the UK is willing to lead in Ukraine's defense and security, committing around $3 billion every year until 2030. Starmer said in an interview ahead of the Paris meeting, the UK is prepared to step up its overall response in Europe. Sweden isn't ruling out participating in the peacekeeping mission in Ukraine either, according to Reuters. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says negotiations would need to progress before he would make that decision, though. The AP reports Britain and France are also leading a European-only effort to send troops to Ukraine for post-war security. European leaders began exploring what kind of force might be needed about a year ago, with a sense of urgency now growing amid concerns. President Trump is leaving them out of a deal with Putin. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is praising Poland, thanking the country's prime minister and the Polish people in a post to X, saying, Poland is a model NATO ally leading on defense spending, deterrence, and readiness. This is what leadership looks like. Despite the recent support, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte warned in December Putin was orchestrating a campaign discouraging other countries from backing Ukraine. The U.S. and Russia are expected to meet in Saudi Arabia this week for talks to work towards ending the war in Ukraine.